I think Mexico City is no different to other cities around the world. Sexual violence and harassment is an everyday occurrence for women and girls. Studies show that 50% of women have experienced a form of community violence, which is violence, sexual violence experienced in public spaces. So I think that Mexico City, like all cities in the world, has a huge problem in relation to sexual violence and harassment. And the forms of sexual harassment that we're trying to tackle through this campaign have been so normalized and naturalized within societies that women themselves don't often consider them important enough to report. Men don't even realize in many cases that this is actually a form of violence and that the impact that it has on women and girls. So basically the aim of the campaign was to raise awareness of the impact of these forms of violence on women and girls and to generate empathy in the hope that we can create change in male attitudes and behavior.
I do believe there's a lot of fear involved when we talk about sexual harassment in public transportation. And one of the studies that you mentioned in the press release says that 87.7% of women feel unsafe in public transport. How do you feel that this fear can affect the daily lives of these women and their participation in society?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the fear, I mean, women's perceptions of their safety in Mexico City, as in many cities in the world, I think this fear can impact on their day-to-day lives and impact on their decisions to go out at night, whether they want to take part in leisure activities. In some cases, women have to change the way they dress. They need to go out accompanied by other people, and that's simply not acceptable. Women should be free to move around, to go to work, to go to school, you know, to take part in leisure activities, free from the fear of constant harassment and violence.
Do you think it is a cultural issue, the fact that men feel entitled to look and to behave in these ways around the world?
Absolutely. I don't think it's a cultural issue that's limited to any country or region in the world. I think it's a cultural issue worldwide that it's socially acceptable and tolerated that men behave in this way. It's almost considered a natural part of male behavior. And the aim of this campaign is to transform this notion that it's natural. It's not natural. Not all men take part in this type of behavior. Not all men harass women. Not all men are violent. And what we're trying to say is that this isn't what being a man is about. It's not manly to behave this way. We don't want to perpetuate stereotypes about what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman. However, what we're trying to say is, because our studies have found that the majority of men and indeed women do associate these behaviors as a normal part of manly behavior, what we're trying to say is, no, it's not. This does not make you more manly, more masculine. And there are forms of masculinity that are less harmful, that are more positive, that are respectful towards women and more equal. And that's what we're trying to promote, a masculinity that is more that's based on women's rights and equality. And not all men are abusive. And so what we're trying to say is men that are not abusive all stand together in support of women's rights.